Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm Iskander's retainer, Aaron, and with me is the filthy mongrel, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
Doing good. Tired. But
I know, you just got off of work.
Yeah, but I'll get through it. I'll live.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's this anime.
Oh, yeah. You know, I chunked a lot of this anime. I breezed through it. I don't remember the last time I breezed through
It was anime. Because we share the same Funimation app, and every time I look into it, I was like, Aaron's already at episode 12. Aaron's already at episode 20. Aaron's done.
Yeah, I slowed down yesterday because I just I didn't have time. I couldn't fit it. Uh-huh. But I could have finished it all by, I think, Friday if I just banged them all out.
Yeah.
But anyway, what anime are we talking about, Jay?
We're talking about the Servant Master classic, Fate Zero.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from fandom.com. So, Fate Zero takes place 10 years prior to the events of Fate Stay Night in the year 1994, detailing the events of the Fourth Holy Grail War in Fuyuki City. Originally founded by the Eisburn, Tosaka, and Matao families, the war involves 7 servants and 7 masters. I got that mixed up. But the servants are Saber, Lancer, Archer, Rider, Caster, Assassin, and Berserker.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for some facts, Jay?
Yeah.
All right, so this anime premiered in 2011. It's 25 episodes. It's an action, dark fantasy, tragedy. The original Fate, I didn't write his name down, but it's something Nasu. But the light novel was actually written by Gen Urobuchi, and he's the original creator for Madoka Magica and Psycho Pass.
Okay.
The studio is I don't even know how to even pronounce it, but I think it's Ufotable, right?
Ufotable.
And they did Demon Slayer, Garden of Sinners, which is another Nasu anime, a Nasu written anime, and Ninja Nonsense, which I love. This was directed by Aoki, and they did Recreators, Wandering Sun, and Girls Bravo.
There you go. Yeah. The trifecta.
Exactly. I hear Recreators is real good. Wandering Sun, we watched it. We seem to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Girls Bravo, classic.
Yeah, very. 24 episodes of goodness.
Yeah. This is licensed by Aniplex. Oh, it's a joint license now by Aniplex and Funimation.
Mm-hmm.
The music was done by Yuki Kajiru. And she did Sword Art, Erased, Mahime, Mayatome, and Case Files of Lord El Maloy. And does that name sound familiar?
Case Files of what?
Of Lord El Maloy.
Lord is that a character from an anime we watched?
Yes. We watched it quite recently.
That sounds hella familiar. What is it?
Yeah, he was in Fate Zero.
Well,
Lord El Maloy is God. What's his name? Waver's teacher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Kenneth Archibald.
It was Kenneth El Maloy Archibald.
Okay,
but Lord El Maloy. What that's about, Jay, and I can get this into the multi, but I want to say it now since we're here. It takes place, I think, 5 years after Fate Zero, and stars an adult Waver, who...
What the heck?
Yeah, who ends up saving the El Maloy family's tree after... What's-his-face? Dies.
After Kaneth?
After Kaneth dies and leaves a hole in there as their leader. Waver ends up like creating this book that like houses all of his like spells and all of his stuff, and like saves the whole family from dispersing. And to honor him, they give him the title of Lord Almaloy II.
What the heck?
Yeah, and
that's interesting.
And it's about him in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I think it's a mystery anime as well.
Okay.
It's a mystery like crime solving anime.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, so I really can't wait to check that out when we get the chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Waver, you know, speaking of Waver, he has like a very cool name as well. His last name is Velvet, right?
Yeah, Waver Velvet. Yeah, he's so cool. And which is also really weird. I don't know if you noticed him, but almost I think like one of his past lives was actually a retainer for Iskander.
Oh, was he like one in the?
Yeah, he was like in the, one of the army shots. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I was wondering because they focus on him for a little bit. Who the heck is this guy?
Yeah, he was his Asian, God, I forget what the word is, but he was retainer? Like his Asia retainer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, he lets basically that guy, that heroic spirit, use his body to be summoned to the real world.
Oh.
Yeah, it's real cool.
I was wondering about that. I was like, who the heck is this guy? Why are they focusing on him?
Yeah, and why is he
never
look like
never said anything?
Yeah. All right. The openings are Oath Sign by Lisa, and she did openings for Angel Beats, My Hero, and Demon Slayer. The second opening and opening is To the Beginning by Kelefina. The first ending is Memoria by Oi Eri, and she's done endings for Sword Art Online and Kill la Kill. And this is a really weird, her musical influences were Evanescence and Slipknot.
There you go.
Yeah. And then the...
So like that's like 2000s metal.
Basically.
Rock.
And then the last ending was Up on the Sky, Up on the Sky, The Wind Sings by Lena Haruna. I think it's Luna Haruna, and Perfect Sky by Kelefina plays, I think it's episodes 16 and 17. Those are the Emiya episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then a little fun fact that I came across, they were supposed to air all 25 in a row, but due to quality, they pushed back the second season for like for like 4 months to for quality control.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't really see a bump, but that's because probably we're getting the Blu-ray,
the better version.
Yeah, the Blu-ray quality. So mm-hmm. They've all been cleaned up by the time we see them.
Yep.
The only really general thing I want to say about that little tidbit, 3D Lancer in the beginning, not 3D Lancer, 3D Berserker looked pretty bad.
Yeah,
I feel you couldn't fix that. Anyway, what'd you think of the music, Jay?
Music's cool. It's cool fantasy music. It reminds me of Kingdom Hearts for some reason. It kept popping in my head, Kingdom Hearts music.
What I really love about the music for this anime is, so we have heroic spirits from different places in the world. So you're Iskander was like was that you're not Europe, it's Eurasia, is that where that is?
I'm not sure.
God, it's done by Africa, essentially, like all those Europe and Africa, where like Turkey is now and all that stuff. It's like mm-hmm. in their Middle East. I don't know why I blanked out on Middle East. So we got like there. Gilgamesh is, I think, Mesopotamia. God. Anyway, there's like a bunch of different places. Whenever the servant has like a spotlight, they have music based on whatever area they're from.
Yeah.
So like one of my favorite musical scenes is when Ryder uses his noble phantasm and he takes him to the desert, and it just seems like Middle Eastern ish like epic music starts to swell, and that's pretty freaking cool. Gilgamesh like the same way, it's like a lot of strings and stuff, like each like each of them sound like they can have their own soundtrack based on whatever area they were from.
Yeah, they have their own themes.
Yeah, I guess Gilgamesh is like heavy strings, I guess is the right way to put it. And then
since he's like, you were telling me before we started, he's like half god, half human, so it makes sense to have like some sort of like string instruments playing.
Yeah,
whenever he's around.
And then Castor, he's French, I want to say.
Yes.
Oh yeah, because Gil de Rey, right? So he has like softer, but like it's something like creepier strings, because he's creepy. Really, so it's really really cool. I really like it. Really like the background music here.
What about the openings and endings? What did you like them?
I think they're okay. I think Memoria, the second ED, is my favorite one, just because we see the heroic spirits like in their time, and that, I thought that was
wasn't
really
that
cool.
The first ending?
Yeah, the first ending.
Yeah,
I thought that was
really
cool.
Yeah, that
really
one was
cool.
Really cool. I looked up like some of the characters and like read some of like the back, like the actual like mythology and all that stuff. So it was really cool seeing them in their like the adaptation of the anime and of their time and stuff.
Did you look up Berserker's identity before?
Yes.
Okay.
So I spoiled myself a little bit on that one, but it wasn't that big of a spoiler.
Yeah, I mean it's really cool to know that. You know, it is Lancelot as it's happening. Like, they're like, oh, why is he? He has such a bloodlust for Artoria.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. All right, Jay, is there anything basic you want to. General thing you bring up? There's one general question I want to ask you, Jay.
Okay.
And obviously, we're going to be talking about spoilers. As a father. How did you feel about the Ilya and Kiritsugu scene?
Ilya and Kiritsugu?
Yeah, when he kills Ilya.
Wait. Kills Ilya?
Yeah.
So Kiritsugu kills the mom, right?
Yeah, and Ilya. He slits Ilya's throat and then chokes the Iris Veil out.
Yeah. How do I feel about
that? Yeah, you feel about that scene, yeah.
Like, if it was, like, my kid and my wife being killed?
I don't know, like, did it elicit any, like, emotion from you?
Because
I'll tell you. I
wasn't really thinking about, like, if I was, like, in that situation. But if, like, if you, like, asked me that, like, how would I feel if, like, that was, like, me?
I'm just saying, how did that scene make you feel, I guess, is what, like...
I mean,
did it hit harder because you're your father?
No, I wasn't really thinking in that way.
Because it really hurt my paternal instincts when that scene starts and like Ilya pops out of bed and she's like, "Oh, daddy, you're back!" And then like starts hugging her and I'm like, "Oh my god!" I started like tearing up. Like that, I started tearing up. And then when he like was telling her sorry that he had to do it, and I was like, oh my god, what a crazy. Go ahead, do you have anything general?
One thing I really enjoyed is just like the old timey way of talking, like between like Icehander and Gilgamesh. I mean, the way that they talked, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just like their dialogue in general has really kept me like
engaged
with them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that goes to both of their voice actors as well. They're really... I don't think there's a bad voice actor in this.
That's you know, for me, in my opinion, I think I thought there were some characters that were kind of a little wishy-washy, and Gil is one of them.
Really? You don't like Gil's voice actor?
No. Well, I the thing is, like, he's wishy-washy. For the most part, he did a really good job.
It's because Gil is wishy-washy, though. That's the thing I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Gil the character is, like, a lot, like, eh. Like, he doesn't really care.
Yeah. It's just I feel like some parts could have been done better, I feel. Especially, like, in the beginning. In the beginning, I was like, wow, this doesn't really fit Gilgamesh. I mean, it's a different voice actor from Stay Night, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. No. Yeah. So he's the only one, I think, who kept his voice actor. I looked, because everyone else changed except for him, I believe.
Okay. And then there is one scene in particular with Maya, when she was dying. I felt that was really, it could have been done way better. The way that she was, it sounded like freaking, like Kung Pao Into the Fist, like, chosen one, I'm dying. Like, it sounded like that to me.
I get it. I can see that.
But other than that, Maya's voice actor throughout was really good. I just felt like that dying scene was a little weird. Kind of forced or something.
Did you even notice Vic Mignogna was in this anime?
Was he?
He played one of the assassins. And I didn't even notice. He was like the second male assassin, I think it was.
Okay.
No, did you even notice that Saber's old voice actress is in here as well?
But not as Saber?
But not as Saber, yeah. She plays
another assassin?
No, Kenneth's wife.
Wife. Okay.
Yeah.
She has a weird name. I didn't write it down, but she has a weird name.
Did I write her name down? I did.
It's like it has a dash.
Yeah, all those wizards are weird, or mages.
So, I have a question as well, because I looked up now that we're talking about assassin, I looked up his like real life mythology thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is the assassin in this anime a gender bent one?
No. So, who his servant is it's like his name is like the assassin of 1,000 personas,
yeah,
or 100 personas. That's why he had 100 of 100 different people,
yeah.
But it was but it was 100 different assassins technically, so mm-hmm. That's why it was like gender bent. So there's
So there's no main assassin?
No. They're all okay. One.
Because I felt like the purple hair girl was like the main assassin.
Hassan. No, she also has a name, because she's because there's like the Hassan of the Cursed Arm, which is I think the first one. And then there's like the Hassan of 100 personas, which I think is her, the purple haired one.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going off of FGO or Fate Grand Order lore.
Uh-huh.
There's like also like the assassin of the Hassan of Serenity, which is like another girl, and then there's another Hassan as well, which is the other guy with that Vic Mignogna plays.
Okay.
And there's also the first Hassan, which is another character, but he's by himself. He's like like the boss of all of them, essentially, as the first assassin. That's what I mean, which is also kind of a lame name, because Hassan is assassin, where the word assassin comes from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like the assassin of 100 personas, the assassin of the cursed arm, the assassin of Serenity. I really, really like the scene of Giel's confusing Artoria for Jean, for Jean d'Arc.
Mm-hmm.
I started really laughing as soon as he did it. And for those
Caster,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Caster. So for those who don't know, the guy who did the original character designs for Fate could only draw a couple faces.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Saber's face.
Yeah. And, so and that's like a running joke, right? That there's like a bunch of characters with her
that
the
have
same
the
face.
Same exact face. And Jeanne d'Arc is one of those characters.
Yeah, that looks like Saber.
It looks like Saber, so it's pretty funny that it's kind of referenced here. Oh, okay. So this is the thing I was talking about. So this anime filled in a really weird plot hole that I never got. So you see in the beginning, like to summon a servant, they have to draw a pentagram, draw a circle.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get a specific spirit, you need to call them with an item that's close to them.
Yeah.
So like Gilgamesh, I think they had like an old snake skin. I'm pretty sure
there was one for Berserker as well, right?
I don't remember.
They like had like a specific thing for it.
Oh, he wanted to use like madness, like he's a madness enhancement or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ryder had one too. Ryder had a thing to summon him. Cause
the thing that Waver stole.
Yeah, that was the thing to summon Ryder. Saber, of course, they needed Avalon. So I was like, how the hell did Shiro accidentally summon Artoria?
Saber,
right? So I had a friend explain it to me. So Ilya's circle where she was resting is in the storehouse.
Yeah.
So that never got erased. That was there. And then Avalon was inside of Shiro keeping him alive after the fires. Mm-hmm. So really all he had to do was step in the circle and summon Saber. So that's why he did it.
So that's what saved Emiya, the redhead kid?
Yeah.
Was Avalon?
Was Avalon, yeah.
Okay. Because
he was dying and then he put Avalon inside of him, like the residual magic from Avalon saved him. All right. Just trying to see. I have a lot of weird
notes.
Yeah, not weird notes, but cinematography actually notes.
Do you want to just go into like art style then? Or do you have anything more general you want to talk about?
I got two more things. What Fate Zero meant, that was pretty cool. It was like the zero, the 0 hour.
Is when it ended, right?
Yeah, when Shiro met Kitsurugi.
Mm-hmm.
Or when basically the wheels of fate started turning for Stay Night in the future. Also, really, really liked. Kenneth, is that his name, right?
Kenneth
complaining about the tricks being used on him.
Mm-hmm.
At the Iceburn house, when an episode before he was like boasting to his wife how many tricks he had set up for people in the apartment building to get to him. And so he goes into the Iceburn house and these spells he has to go through. And he's like basically complaining like, I didn't, how could somebody like set traps like these? Like, why don't you like fight me for real? And I was like, gosh, mm-hmm. dang it, Kane, that's pretty funny. by the way, did you feel bad for his wife?
No.
When she got her hand destroyed off of her?
Like cut off and then shot at.
Yeah. The only one I felt bad for, which is, we're probably gonna get into favorite characters, but I felt bad for Lancer. That's it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I felt that was
he definitely got the short end of the stick.
I totally felt a Shakespeare moment. I forget what the name of the character is in the first person to die in Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
I forget his name, But as he's dying, he's giving like the speech when he goes, you know, a plague upon both your houses.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I felt, because he's like, mm-hmm. So I hope you get the Holy Grail and it kills you, essentially. Mm-hmm. It screws you over. Which, spoiler alert, kind of does in the end. All right, so...
Art style.
I think everybody's really uniquely designed. I really like Gil's, like, no two characters look the same.
Yeah.
Gil looks completely different than mm-hmm. Ryder, who looks completely different than Caster. Caster, which is the only really ugly design in here.
I think he looks cool, though.
I do think he looks really cool. He looks ugly in a cool way. With mm-hmm. his... fish eye, his googly eyes.
Yeah, cockeyed. Yeah.
The regular human, like the masters, they all are kind of plain, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, some they don't really stand out. Kiritsugu kind of looks whatever. Kirei looks very normal.
I think they look very similar to each other. I think that's the point, too.
Hmm. Yeah, Tokiomi also.
I know.
Whatever.
I was gonna say white dudes, but they're not white dudes. They're just basic Japanese fellows.
One thing that I really enjoyed was Saber's black suit.
Oh, she looks so cool.
Yeah, and it's funny that like they she has a suit and then she comments like, I'm used to wearing guy clothes, so.
Yeah, she's so cool.
It suits me. Ryder in his t-shirt and jeans or whatever he was wearing, pants. Yeah,
same thing with Casual Gil.
Yeah, Casual Gil is probably like my favorite of the casual because
he's
servants.
He dresses so loud, like his battle mm-hmm. armor is so loud because it's just yeah. freaking gold.
Mm-hmm. He's wearing like a long sleeve t-shirt with cool. all this jewelry.
God, he's so cool.
Yeah.
Trying to think who else looks really cool.
One like really nice detail that I really enjoyed was Tokiomi wears the same color red as Rain in the future.
I know. Oh, that's really.
And the same like tie cute. As well. Yeah.
That's the Tosaka color.
Color. Yeah.
Red. I really like the degradation of the Matt. I forget his name. The Matto. Berserker's Master.
Mm-hmm.
I really like how pristine he looks before the year of worm training.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and he just looks like hell.
I know. That's one thing that I really enjoyed was his gradual like deterioration. Like when he at the end of it, when he's at the church and he discovers Tokiomi dead, he's like limping. He's like one leg doesn't work.
Okay, real it's quick.
Pretty cool.
Whose fault is it that Sakura is in that situation?
I don't know.
It has to because like, okay, I think at a point, Tosaka's like, he had a point almost where he's like, where. If you have two siblings in a mage family, one of them gets ostracized because they can't have the magic crest.
Mm-hmm.
So like in kind of his eyes, he's like, well, I want my daughter with enormous power to like live that life. She has the right to he has no right to choose one of them. So, and I feel like in his heart, he felt like he was making the right decision. Right. But mm-hmm. there was no way he knew Sakura was gonna get like
worm training.
Yeah, worm training. That's a better word. I was gonna use a way worse word right now, but yeah, he had no idea that was gonna happen to her. Yeah. But at the same time, right, when Berserker's Master meets the Mama Tosaka, right?
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, what happened to you? And he goes, they're doing the same thing to Rin. Or they're doing the same thing to Sakura.
Yeah.
Like, that should have been like, okay, we need to go get our daughter.
Yeah.
Because this guy looks like he's getting tore up.
Yeah, he's like... white hair, his one eye doesn't work.
Half blind, has all these veins popping up on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Poor, poor guy. Any other character you want to talk about?
Design-wise?
Yeah. They're all pretty cool. Damon Lancer, he looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Trying to think. Did we miss a servant?
Assassin looks assassin. All right with the skulls.
Eh, all right. He looks cool. I think he looks a lot cooler in the ending, the first ending on his horse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like all the assassins in these animes are like, eh, they're okay. Do you remember what the assassin was from Fate Stay Night? Yeah, me neither. I don't remember his name. I can tell you, it's the guy who had the chirping sword or whatever.
Chirping sword?
Yeah. His
I don't remember.
His sword did a special move. It was almost like the Chidori or whatever from Naruto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Saber beats him on the stairwell to the temple.
Mm-hmm. It's like a samurai dude, right?
Yeah. He's like a samurai.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
He's like, his master was Caster, actually, mm-hmm. which is like weird.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because Madea is like super busted. All right, cinematography, Jay. Cinematography. Do you have any cinematography notes before I...
There's a lot of cool lighting effects in this anime. A lot of like dark with like light coming across the screen or coming down. Like at the end of the anime, there's the scene when Artoria is like back where she in started. Her time.
Yeah.
And there's like that white or like yellowish golden light that beams on her.
Like god rays.
Like, yeah.
Essentially god rays opening up.
There's like a scene. There's a bunch of scenes like that. They're really cool. There's also a scene when Icehander was lecturing Artoria about like whether or not she is a true king, and like there was like this like dark cloud like going across her face, like when she was like realizing, like not realizing, but like thinking about like is she really saying, like
yeah doubt yeah. when she has doubt in her mind,
yeah, the doubt in her mind, yeah, really nice.
All right,
what about you?
So one of my favorite action cinematography shots was a still shot of okay. yeah, and it was of after Ryder and Saber fight for the last time, mm-hmm. and Saber like leaves on her motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
and before that we're told by Ryder that like she's going really fast, and we don't really see it because they're both traveling at like the same speed, so it kind of looks like, unless you know how fast the chariot is moving, mm-hmm. you kind of don't get a perspective of how fast that how fast Saber is moving.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that scene, he's talking to Waver, and he's like, "Oh, how are we gonna get back?" Waver's like, "How are we gonna get back to town?" And it's like, "Oh, I guess we can walk." And you could see the only thing that's moving in that scene, or that moves, is Saber flies by on the motorcycle, and like it's over like in half a second how fast you see it come into frame and leave. And I really like that perspective, like that's how fast she was going, like she was jamming.
That's another thing I wanted to mention with art styles, like the vehicles, like the motorcycle,
the chariot,
what's her name's car?
Yeah, Iris Veel's car.
Iris Veel's car, yeah. Her car is dope.
Oh, yeah. God, and that motorcycle, the first motorcycle that Saber has, or the original form, that looked pretty dope. And then her new, like, souped-up version, that one looked super dope as well. We kind of mentioned it a little bit before, but the Diamond death scene.
Okay.
Really, like I said, really reminiscent of... Shakespeare, like a Shakespearean tragic death.
Yeah.
That was like the first death I think I seen where like it was like super tragic. And then I really do love We don't see Diamond like stabbing himself. Like we never see like crazy acts of violence in this anime. We just see like the aftermath of it, or like the sound of it happening. Like then like Saber goes and Mercy kills Kaneth, and that was like, we just hear the blade like slashing. We don't see it actually happening, which is like, I think I mentioned it before, like I really love the like show don't tell. I don't think it is show don't tell.
Well, Kaneth was shot by Maya.
Yeah, but he was like still alive. And he was asking
Kitsugu to kill
him. And he's like, nope, sorry, the contract says I can't. And Saber goes and Mercy kills him. Like we just hear the blade, like what is that phrase? It's like you interpreting it is better than them showing you what happens.
Yeah, it's the image in your mind is like more detailed than what actually they could have shown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot in this anime. Like what is that? The Grail's question to Kiritsugu about the 300 people versus 200 people on the like we don't ever see him go and like shoot up a bunch of
200 people. 200
people. Yeah, he just go out and he sees all the dead bodies, which is pretty cool.
And then there's that part where Kaneth's wife is breaking Kaneth's fingers for the command seal.
That's rough. That's why I also didn't really feel bad about it. But can you blame her? She was like charmed.
It's funny that when they're talking about Daemun's like charm, they talk about his face mole.
Yeah, because that's I mean, where
it is a that's where she good put spot it. For it.
Yeah. I really loved when Kiritsugu found Shiro in the rubble. Where like like Shiro's hand was like sticking out. Yeah. And then when it's Kiritsugu like finding him, it's like a first person view of like he's just looking up and like Kiritsugu like digging through to try to get to him.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
You kind of get like both like perspectives from that scene. You also get Kiritsugu looking down on him.
On Shiro. Yeah.
Yeah, Shiro.
The Kiritsugu Ilya scene we mentioned. I really like that one. Not really much to say from it. When Iris Veil was getting dragged into the Grail Mud, I thought that was really cool. She's like, she's talking to Ilya. The return of the Grail Mud. Yeah. And then like all the little hands are grabbing her to drag her down. And that just like reminded me of like, that was like Ilya's hands like dragging her down. Real sad. And Kiritsugu's rocket launcher conversation. I have it written down here.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
That's really cool because you never see any of their, or you don't see the mentor's face like near the end. And I thought that was really cool.
You get like a side view of her like smiling.
Like I think she knew.
Yeah,
what was, she knew was gonna happen.
God. You know, now that you mention it, that scene and like the scene that I talked about of like the Kaneth's wife breaking the fingers and stuff, the sound directing was really, really good in this anime.
Yeah.
I felt like the radio conversation that the Kiritsugu and Natalia had was really, really good. It sounded great.
Yeah, and just again, Wendy Lee knocking it out of the park.
Was she Natalia?
Yeah, she was Natalia. I was like, what a death flag of being like, hey, when this is all over, I'm just gonna retire. Have a family. He's like, oh, well, bye. Oh, the other really stupid death flag was Papa Tosaka telling Rin goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, how it was like very, very,
predictable?
How should I say, not predictable, but very generic, like death flag scene.
Oh, okay.
It was like at dawn. Rin like notices him from the second story and like, oh, dad, and runs down.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very like a paint by numbers scene. I thought that was really funny. which leads to like my other kind of favorite scene, not to jump too much into favorite scenes, but mm-hmm. after Berserker's Master chokes out Rin's mom, it goes mm-hmm. up to Gil and his master watching him from upstairs. Yeah. And Gil makes a remark like, oh, that was like real basic. Like,
I know, right? It was like, that's super cliche.
Yeah, super cliche. That's the word he uses. Yeah, he's like, what a cliche ending.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, favorite characters, Jay. Or where do you want to go? Least favorite characters? Favorite characters? Unutilized? Or you want to go first?
Let's do least.
Mine is just like Kaneth.
I have Kaneth as well. I have Kyria, that's Berserker's Master.
Berserker's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's cool. He's played by, not Steve Bloom, he's played by, God, what's his name?
Dr. Tenma.
Yeah, Dr. Tenma, exactly. I forget his name, but, yeah, he's a real good voice actor. I thought he played it good, but he's whatever. Mm-hmm. He's a whatever character.
Yeah, and then I have Rin's dad, Tokiomi, as a whatever. Don't really care for him.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with you there.
He's probably like the most boring out of everybody.
Which is why Gil hates him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think it's real funny that somebody as proud as a Tosaka had to be really subservient to Gil. Like, that was in the mm-hmm. contract.
Yeah.
All right, underutilized.
I have Maya.
I also have Maya. She's so cool. I loved Maya. I kind of wish they played more of the love triangle.
I know, right? I thought she was going to like confess her undying love at the end when she was dying. But
I like how Iris Veil is like, yeah. Like, she knows why she does everything. She knows she loves Kiritsugu. And she loves Kiritsugu. Like, I was so surprised when Kiritsugu like kisses her.
Yeah.
In the hotel room. I was like, oh, wow, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we would have got more about, like, I wish we had like one more episode about Kiritsugu's past where he met Maya, because that'd been a fun episode.
Maya episode.
Yeah.
And I have Assassin also as underutilized.
Yeah, I didn't really care for him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he could have done. I mean, is him having like a whole bunch of people his noble phantasm, or does he have another noble phantasm?
I'm pretty sure that's his noble phantasm. That's how it works.
We didn't really get to see him fight too well. He always gets his butt handed to him.
Oh, he got crushed. He got crushed by Ryder. Ryder mm-hmm. just destroyed him.
Yeah, even the first one that was killed, the Gilgamesh freaking destroyed him in like a second.
Yeah, I mentioned to Jay before this, but Gilgamesh is like the strongest heroic spirit like mm-hmm. ever. And he can just basically Nasu, the original writer, has stated that he could kill all the servants in Zero in like one night if he like tried.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's not going to try.
Yeah. I always love that. That's his thing. Hubris is what makes him not good. He just mm-hmm. really lazy and thinks he's above everybody.
Yeah, and everything is not worth his time.
Exactly. And before we talk more about Gil, my most underutilized servant was Berserker, aka Lancelot.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we got his saber form before he was corrupted. Because Lancelot.
Oh, okay, with his like long blue hair and stuff.
Yeah, because he's really cool. Before mm-hmm. he turned. But he's also really cool as a berserker. But we just don't get we don't get much of him. And I wish we would have got more of his backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe have his master the flashbacks or whatever through him.
Yeah. And like going into like a little bit of like his like actual story in like real life. Well, it's not. Well, is it real life? No.
What, the story of Camelot?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's real.
No. Just making sure. So the reason why like he's like a bad person or berserker is because of the affair that he had with Arthur's wife, yeah, and in the story that causes a civil war. That's what ultimately ends Arthur's rule.
You know what's also real crazy is I mentioned to Jay, one of my favorite servants is Mordred, which is Arthur's son, and they show her in the ending.
She's a girl.
Yeah, in fate she's a girl, but she likes to be referred to as a boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a him her thing. Anyway. She likes, I thought I was going with this. Oh, what in fate, what kind of causes it is, her mother Morgan kind of, twists, Mordred's ideals around after she's been in the round table for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And, in that king meeting, Artoria says like, oh, there was one knight who like basically said I wasn't like worthy of what like I had, and that's essentially mm-hmm. that she was talking about Mordred, because like mm-hmm. Mordred like wanted to usurp her and become king. All right, favorite characters. Gil is the dopest villain of all time.
Yeah, Gilgamesh is very cool.
Very cocky, very self-centered, mm-hmm. very egotistical, and I love it. He's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I also put
Ryder. I like Ryder.
Ryder's also really cool. Iskander,
yeah. Alexander the Great.
Really, really cool. Mm-hmm. In the fandom, they call him Bro Scander. You can probably tell why. He's like the coolest bro ever.
Mm-hmm.
Waver's super dope. I'm really excited. Cool. I'm really excited to watch Case Files, mm-hmm. To see more of them. Iris Veal and Kiritsugu. More than Iris Veal, I really liked. I thought she was really adorable.
Yeah.
Really wanted.
I liked her clothes. She's like dressed like a Swedish girl or something. I don't know. Like she's ready for the winter.
Yeah. And Kiritsugu is a pretty cool main character. I feel very edgy character.
Mm-hmm.
Natalia, I feel like we got enough of her to be like, oh yeah, she's really really cool.
Yeah, I really like Natalia.
Lancer, we talked a lot about him already. Really cool.
Yeah, I think Lancer might be. Well, at the beginning, he was like my favorite when they introduced like the servants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might still stand by that, but yeah, Lancer's pretty cool.
Which servant would you want the most, Jay?
Gilgamesh.
Oh, he's so cool.
Or maybe Ryder probably would be more fun.
Yeah, and then also have Saber, because Saber is life. And everything. And then my favorite character in this whole series, Ryunosuke.
Hey, Ryunosuke and Caster?
Yeah. Well, maybe not even Caster, but more Ryunosuke is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like chaotic evil.
Yeah.
Like, killing children and all these people. Oh, he's so cool.
A really cool, like, twisted bad guy.
Yeah. Then do you have anybody else you want to mention?
I actually liked, I kind of liked Kirei Kotomine.
Yeah, I can see that. He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Although his and motivations are Stay Night, right? Yeah. He's in Stay Night.
He's like the overseer for that war. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's there. And he's still Gil's master.
Mm-hmm.
After Gil gained flesh, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
God. That's what I was going to say. All right. Favorite moments, Jay. I want to go least favorite moments. I don't think I actually have a least favorite moments. I think this anime is like very paced well. There's never mm-hmm. really kind of slow spots.
I do have a least favorite moment, and that's a... Well, it's not really like a moment. It's just like a thing that could have happened that mm-hmm. should, but didn't happen. It's just Lancer and Saber's fight ending with the command seals. It was kind of like, like I wanted to see more of the fight, but it was just ended abruptly because
he got outsmarted. Right? I knew already. I was like, man, he's not gonna make it alive. Like I already knew, Kaneth wasn't gonna make it.
But then that I did enjoy Kaneth's death with the whole contract and how they outsmarted him. That was cool.
Yeah, that was really dope. I did also love that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have for least favorite moments. You say you didn't have anything?
I didn't really have anything. I mean, that, I guess not you say that. That was my least favorite moment.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. There's a lot of thriller, no filler in here. I really liked it for that.
All right, what about favorite moments?
Ooh, the jet fight between
Gilgamesh and Berserker.
Yeah, and Berserker. I really love that, how it was directed. It looked really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And even like how the design changed with it was really cool. Like design of the fighter jet that Berserker took over.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the guy in the cockpit didn't live, but he got a really crazy ride out of it.
Yeah.
like for his sake, I kind of hope he died early on.
Because mm-hmm.
there was like so much like stuff that was happening to him in that situation.
You know, one thing that I didn't think I was going to like, but then I actually really enjoyed was Kiritsugu's backstory.
Really? Oh yeah. Oh, I love those two episodes. So.
Yeah, those are great episodes. I did not think I was gonna like it because like Rin's little side adventure. I didn't. That was kind of.
That's probably like the only kind of low point for me. Like it kind of felt they were just forcing Rin.
Yeah.
That actually kind of made me mad that episode because I'm like, man, this is not fair for Sakura. Like Sakura is getting like the really, really bad end of all this. Like Rin gets to have like a happy family and all this stuff. And Sakura's being tortured.
Yeah. She's thrown into a pit.
Yeah. For a year. Mm-hmm. It's like horrible. And there's like also this line where Papa Tosaka tells her like, oh, of course you're good at magic. You know, you're a Tosaka or whatever. You're born as a Tosaka. You get to have this kind of good stuff with you. And I was like, you son of a. But at that point, he didn't know what was happening to Rin or to Sakura. So I was like. But at that moment, I couldn't forgive him. I'm like, I hate you. I was like, I really hope something bad happens to you. But not the mom. I thought the mom was fairly innocent in this.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about heartbreaking scenes when he's like, oh, go get your mother.
I
was like, what do you mean? She died.
I know.
And then, and the mom's just like, oh, go make sure you have a, she's like, oh, did somebody die today? And she's like, yeah, his dad. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. She's like, well, make sure you get Sakura ready. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Apparently she dies before the start of Stay Night.
Stay Night?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't remember her in Stay Night.
Yeah, she dies before sometime before Stay Night happens.
You know, speaking of what's his name's death? Tokiomi. I actually like that scene of him, the scene of that whole him getting killed by Kirei.
Hold on, real quick. How much of a dick is Kirei for giving Rin the knife he used to kill? Oh, I was like, you son of a. Ooh, I was so mad.
That's what I was going to get into, is because, like, how much of, like, an evil. Like, this is like an evil, badass thing to do.
Oh, that's so fucked. I want to curse. That's so messed up. Oh.
Just so that our viewers know. So, like, Tokiomi gives Kirei a dagger, right?
Yeah, as a graduation gift.
Yeah, as like a thanks and a graduation gift for like completing his training. And like as soon as he gets it, literally backstabs Tokiomi with it. And then he gives it to his daughter.
Oh my God. A savage.
Yeah, I know.
That's the most savage thing I've ever seen. I was like, oh, I was so mad. If I could have thrown up, I would have threw up right there. It was so bad. I think that's it. Oh, I got
a couple more.
Oh, I do actually like how we see younger versions of our main cast.
Oh yeah.
You know, we see Lolly Ilya. I guess regular Ilya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's always small.
But we see like Lolly Rin. Lolly Sakura, all very cute. Shota Shiro, all really cool.
Another thing that I enjoyed was the slice of life moments with Waver and Ryder.
Oh, I feel this anime was missing.
Mm-hmm.
What I did enjoy about Stay Night is I really liked the quiet moments of just Saber and Shiro like having dinner.
Yeah.
Like,
and then here's Rin barging in.
Yeah, this anime is very, very serious.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it, but I just like a little lightheartedness to it.
Yeah, those parts are like the only time that we get is the only slice of life moments we get is like Waver and Ryder like shopping.
I also like a lot of the interactions between Irisville and Saber.
Mm-hmm.
They're like they make a really cute team together.
Oh yeah. Like when Iris Veil was driving. She's like driving like a NASCAR like a driver.
Yeah, she's like a super pro at driving too.
She's like, I'm only used to driving in the courtyard and no, this is great. And I have one more favorite. This is actually my favorite thing that I loved. This is the episode. The discussion of the Grail episode was actually like my favorite episode. Oh,
I totally forgot about that's what I meant to be say. I have it under my thing as the King's Meeting.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. My mind was exploding during that episode. It's so cool.
Yeah, that's a great episode.
And it's like almost the whole episode they're like just chatting. Like nothing really even super happens.
Yeah, they're like drinking wine, discussing the Grail, and like discussing like what it means to be a king.
They're like
and,
shooting the crap, which is really cool.
Yeah, and like the hierarchies of like them three and like who is the true king and all this stuff.
Isn't it real funny that the only person to call her a king is Gilgamesh?
Oh yeah,
Gilgamesh sees that she's worthy before Iskander does.
Yeah, Iskander. Yeah.
I think that's really cool. Like, that's a really dope thing. And even after she unleashes Excalibur, Iskander is like still in doubt of her power, which is real cool.
No, side note, Iskander is a really cool name.
Iskander I know. Is it too late to change your son's name to Iskander?
No. I'm like, I love my son's name.
I mean, your son's name is pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's gonna have a second son. Name him Iskander.
I doubt Nancy would be okay with that name.
Just slide
it
in.
You never
there.
Know.
You don't know. You just shoot it.
I always shoot her names, and she's like, no, no, no.
Iskander.
I told her, though, if we ever have another kid, because she picked out my son's name.
Okay.
So I was like, I got dibs on the second, if we have another one.
Iskander.
But I doubt that'll happen.
Though. Baby Iskander. Well, you can call him, well, he can be Alexander, and you can call him Iskander.
But I already have an Alex in my family, so.
No. So then you can name him Iskander, then. Let's go back. Iskander's you call him, better. You can call him Waver. Let me... Velvet.
Waver Velvet
Mendoza.
I know. Oh, yeah. Just rolls off the tongue, huh?
Exactly. Like, ironically, or not ironically, coincidentally, like Velvet. Very smooth. All right, Jay.
Any final... But, you know, going back to, like, why I liked... Well, a big part of why I liked that discussion of the Grail was just, like I said in the beginning, it was, like, the dialogue and how they talk to each other. That was just a highlight for me.
And they all three have a different manner of speaking as well. Mm-hmm. I think that was a really good like ADR session as well. Like the director did a really good job of directing. God, that scene. I love
that episode.
I love that episode. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just like even like how it starts where they're like talking about the wine.
Yeah.
And like how Ryder just like punches the top of the wine to
drinks with a ladle.
Yeah. Oh god. And then you get that really cool vase of wine that Gil pops out. And it comes back later when they have their last drink as warriors as they're about to fight. Also really cool. I don't know if you noticed, but the urn was like out of wine at the end. Like they drank the last of the wine before they fought.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, which is a really cool thing. Yeah, just breaking bread in general. That scene's so cool. All right, Jay, do you have any other general things? Final thoughts?
This is a good one.
Fun as hell.
I thoroughly enjoyed this anime, and I want to watch more Fate's Day Night.
Oh, I'm so happy.
More of the Fate series, I should say.
I'm so happy. I didn't
you're
know
happy
if I was...
that I like it, or are you happy?
I'm so happy that you like it, and I'm actually really happy that I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well,
I think the reason why I like Fate's Day Night, or the Fate series in general, is just the mythos and mythology, all that stuff that's like... that's like what it's about, you know, like Alexander the Third or Alexander the Great. I mean, Third. Where did I get that from? And like King Arthur and all that stuff. I love the perspective of or them being put into anime and stuff. It's really cool.
I can give you some other cool heroes that are in different series if you want. Just a little rundown. We have Emperor Nero. There's Robin Hood. Sir
in
Francis,
another anime?
Yeah. Sir Francis Drake is in another anime.
Okay.
Jack the Ripper is in another anime.
You know, that's who I thought Berserker was at first.
Jack the Ripper?
Yeah. Or I thought he was like some sort of like... Because at first you couldn't really see him. He was just like a black figure thing.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like maybe he was like Jack the Ripper or like...
Class do you think Jack the Ripper is?
The what?
What class do you think Jack the Ripper is? Just take a wild guess. I won't tell you who it is.
I'll say Berserker.
Okay. Who's another cool one you may know off the top of your head? Or who I
George Washington.
no, but do you know Neil Abraham Armstrong Lincoln. Is actually... No, not Neil Armstrong. Yeah, Neil Armstrong, the astronaut.
He's a hero?
He's a heroic spirit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He hasn't been shown yet, but he's a... It's either him or Louis Armstrong, and I'm pretty sure it's Neil.
Louis Armstrong, isn't he the...
The musician.
The musician, yeah.
I think that'd also
be cool too.
I think also Shakespeare is also a heroic spirit in one of them as well.
Beethoven.
he is a heroic spirit, but I don't think he's in
any of the anime.
The animes. Yeah, so it's real cool. There's a lot of cool historic figures. And you know what's even cool about like the lore or like fate lore with the characters is we didn't really jump into it, but like the fate lore of like the different houses as well.
Oh, you mean like
of, the Tosaka? No, the Tosakas, the okay. Matos, and the Iceburns.
Yeah, we didn't even like three main houses.
Yeah, like we didn't even touch upon that, and those are really cool. And like the lore of like the Mage Society and all this cool stuff. Like we didn't even touch on that, and that's another facet of it, which is really cool.
We like, didn't really talk that much about it, right? Other than the fact that they were like the ones that started the Holy Grail Wars, right?
Exactly. Or like how the like the mages really want the grail as well too. There's they start talking about they mention it once. And it sucks. I want to know more about it, but they talk about Heaven's Feel. And I don't know what Heaven's Feel is. I've asked somebody to explain it to me, and they tried and couldn't really explain it well. Okay. But Heaven's Feel is the name of the movies. It's Fate Stay Night Heaven's Feel. Yeah. So all I know is it involves Sakura somehow, and I'm really excited. Anyway, really enjoyed it. Really liked this anime. I don't want to spoil too far into the wrap up, but really enjoyed it.
Can't wait for Robin Hood.
No, there you go. Oh, do you?
he's obviously voiced. Archer, right?
Yeah, voiced by Vic Mignogna. Anyway, enough with Vic Mignogna. Accessibility, Jay. I don't think it's for everybody.
No.
A lot of blood.
There's a lot of blood. There's some cursing and some sexual stuff as well.
Yeah. Sexual. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, what I'm thinking of is Caster and what he calls Artoria.
Oh, I guess so. That's true. And then you can get it on Funimation and High Dive.
Mm-hmm. Is the dub on High Dive? Do you know?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Real quick. Unfortunately, Jay, the dub for Prisma Alia is trash. So.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's very unfortunate.
Is that newer than this one?
Yes, it is. I think it's 15. Anyway, what's next, Jay? Rewatchability? High. I think I rewatched this.
It's funny. It's funny when we talk about rewatchability. This makes me want to watch Fate Stay Night again.
Yeah.
To see like what I missed or to get more of a perspective on it.
So when we eventually watch, because
Unlimited Blade Works, right?
Yeah. When we watch Unlimited Blade Works, would be the next one we would watch. Actually, now we can pretty much go wherever we want. Okay. If we want to go more into like Shiro's story and that, we can go watch Unlimited Blade Works. If we want to go do some fun side stories, we can go do Prisma Alia.
Or the mystery one you were talking about.
Or the mystery one. Yeah, because those don't really have to do anything with it. We could go watch today's menu at the Emiya family, which is the cooking show. But we might want to watch that after Unlimited Blade Works, just so we can like refresh on who the servants are.
Oh yeah. And there's no that anime is it's only from Zero and Unlimited Blade Works and Stay Night.
Yeah.
There's no other servants that pop up at the. At Shiro's house
for dinner. I can't say
because you haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's like only the servants from their girl war show up.
Okay.
Trying to think. Sorry, I lost track of thought.
Anything you would change?
Anything I would change? No, I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed everything I watched.
I think some parts were a little too dark, but I always complain about that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just me.
Turn your brightness up, Jay.
I know. That's what I need to do.
All right.
What I need to do is watch this on a TV.
There you go.
Instead of a tablet.
There you go. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth. The rating.
Rating?
What do you rate it?
High recommend.
Oh, man.
I would have to say niche. Yeah, it's always niche now.
Is it? You think so?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of not a lot, but.
Could you see? Okay.
Could you watch this one by itself?
Yes.
Yes, you can. So yes, you can. High recommend then.
This is, oh, man, I know. I wanted to say go watch it, but it's like very on the tip of high recommend. Like, I don't know what would push it to a gotta go watch. But no, this is a
more slice of life.
I know. Yeah. This is a very high recommend for me. Mm-hmm. High recommend. Fun fact, Jay, did you know most people recommend don't watching Stay Night?
Yes. You told me that a couple times.
Yeah. People say like don't watch Stay Night, just watch Zero, Unlimited Blade Works, and then Heaven's Feel.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Unlimited Blade Works has a lot of references to Zero in it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I hear like if you watch Unlimited Blade Works, you get a lot of spoilers for Zero.
For Zero?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they did mention a lot of stuff. And I think they said in Heaven's Feel, they assume you've watched Zero and Unlimited Blade Works.
Okay.
Like, they assume you know information because it just shows up. Anyway, we'll get into it when we get to it.
Yeah. I think for sure Unlimited Blade Works would be the next one we watch.
Exactly. And then from there, the world is our oyster.
Our oyster.
Yeah. And now that we've destroyed the grill, Jay.
I know, right?
And we're bathing in the grill mud.
Mm-hmm. We lost all our command seals.
Exactly.
We're hiding out in the church.
What anime do you have for us next week, Jay?
So I'm picking another one that is another ongoing one that we've been doing. We're going back to One Piece.
There you go. One Piece. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, so I've been like really wanting to watch One Piece again, and like I've been talking to like my coworker about One Piece, and I showed him like a couple like fight scenes and stuff like that, and I was very surprised that he went home and started watching it, because this guy is like he's probably like in his 50s or something.
There you go.
And he just started watching One Piece, and it's funny because he told me a story. Well, he told me he was watching. He watched like the first 6 episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me his daughter like knocked on his door, and he opened the door, and like One Piece was on the screen. And she's like, "Are you watching One Piece?" And he's like, "Yeah." And then she did like a TikTok video, or I don't know what the fuck video, of him like going back and forth between him and then the TV and then him.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you look right at the camera and say, "Sugi"? He should have. Like a real. The better question is: was he watching the dub or the sub? That's the real.
Question. He was watching on Hulu, so he's watching the sub for sure.
Boo him, boo this man.
Well, that's all he has. I don't think a 50-year-old guy would have access to the
app. How dare he not have the Funimation app? Get this man. Funimation, please sponsor us so we can get this man some.
I know. Get him. Get him a free subscription for life.
Yeah. So we're covering about 20, 30 episodes, you said?
Yeah, 25, maybe 30? 25, 30 episodes, depending on where we want to stop.
Yeah. So around 220, I think.
Yeah, and we just, we finished 195. Where we left off was on the,
195? Was that the last one we watched?
I was gonna say we left off right after the Sky Island.
Yeah.
Arc, and they like landed into like I think it was like Marine Island or something like some sort of fort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's 195. I want to say that we stopped, or 193, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, more One Piece. It's always welcome.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we covered One Piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hot minute. Very excited.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
And if you're excited for One Piece, keep it locked in here at Anime Cherry Bomb. Subscribe to our YouTube. Our SoundCloud.
Follow us on SoundCloud. iTunes.
Yeah. I guess I'm very tired. I cannot remember the spiel at the end. If you have any comments, comments for us, leave them in the comments or email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com.
Yep.
That's it. That's the show. Thank you everybody for listening.
Yep. Thanks guys.
Everybody keep using your command seals.
Keep summoning.